Welcome to Vox English. Eva and Noah are standing beside a shared printer during a busy morning. Shipping labels are due soon, but the machine is unavailable, and the display shows an empty tray without explaining where the morning's paper went. They need to find the problem and restore normal work before the deadline. Listen to how Eva asks for precise information and how Noah accounts for the steps he took. Their priorities differ, but both need the machine working again. Let's get started.
The printer has stopped. The shipping labels are due in 20 minutes, and the display says the paper tray is empty while the job queue is still active. What have you printed this morning?
Not much that concerns normal operations. I printed a small personal file before 9. The printer made it through most of the pages, then it stopped at 9:20.
Most isn't a quantity. We haven't printed a single shipping label this morning, and yesterday the first batch was done by 8:30. How many pages were in your file?
120, single-sided. I'm helping my sister with wedding menus. The local print shop moved its deadline forward yesterday.
Have you called support yet, or have you only watched the error code?
I called at 9:35. They said the machine is fine. It has simply run out of paper. I preferred their diagnosis before you arrived with arithmetic.
The tray had 100 sheets at 8. Did you cancel your job after it stopped?
I canceled it, yes. Then I refilled the lower tray with paper from the cabinet. I didn't touch the labeled stock on the top shelf.
Good. We've needed that stock for courier labels all week. Has anything else been sent from your account this morning?
Only the ceremony program, as a separate job before the first file printed. I assumed cancel meant all work from the same sender.
It means the selected job. Have you checked the queue since you put the paper in?
Not yet. The screen returned to the home page, and I took that as closure. Apparently, it was only navigation.
The queue shows 182 pages still waiting under your name. That's why the labels can't start.
That's the program job. 180 copies plus 2 test pages. I haven't canceled the job. I've canceled the part I admitted.
Then clear it now. The labels go first, the cards go to the print shop, and your sister gets the shorter version of how helpful you were.
Eva opens with 3 facts that belong together. The printer has stopped, the shipping labels are due in 20 minutes, and the queue is still active even though the tray appears empty. The machine blocks a task with a short deadline, while the active queue suggests that unfinished work may still control what happens next. Eva risks missing the shipping deadline and using the wrong stock. Noah risks breaking a promise to his sister or becoming the co-worker who stops ordinary work. Those stakes explain their rhythms. Eva compresses state, deadline, and evidence before asking a direct question. Noah answers with, "Not much that concerns normal operations," which separates his private work from the work Eva needs. He protects the purpose of what he did without denying that he used the machine. The first tense choice presents the immediate problem. The printer has stopped. The present perfect uses has plus the past participle stopped. Eva does not give a finished time because her focus is the present result. The machine is unavailable now, and that result prevents the labels from starting. Noah later supplies the historical location. It stopped at 9:20. Once the exact time enters, the past simple is the natural choice. The event belongs to a completed point on the morning timeline, so we use the subject plus the past form. It stopped. This news-then-detail sequence is highly reusable. At a service counter, someone can say, "My card has stopped working," and then answer, "When did it stop?" with, "It stopped yesterday evening." On a call, "The delivery has arrived," reports the current result. "It arrived at 2:10, places it in finish time." The first statement gives the listener a reason to act now, while the second gives staff a point to investigate. A common error is, "The printer has stopped at 9:20 when 9:20 is being treated as a completed time." The surgical repair is small but important. Keep "has stopped" for the current news, then change to "stopped" when the exact finish time is named. Eva and Noah make that switch because the event has changed function in the conversation. Eva asks, "What have you printed this morning?" Here, "this morning" is treated as a period that is still open. They are beside the machine during that same morning. Unfinished tasks remain in the queue, and Eva wants Noah's activity up to now. The present perfect form is "have plus printed." Noah answers with a different time view. "I printed a small personal file before 9. Before 9 closes the relevant part of the timeline, so he uses the past simple, printed. Notice that "this morning" does not mechanically require one tense. At 11 in the morning, "I've answered 6 messages this morning" can count activity in the current, unfinished period. At 6 in the evening, "I answered 6 messages this morning" looks back at a morning that has ended. Even during the morning, a speaker may choose a completed point inside it. "I answered the urgent one at 8:45. The meaning comes from whether the time frame remains open for the purpose of the statement. Eva's question reaches from the start of the morning to now. Noah's answer selects a closed segment before 9. This distinction matters because his broad current record and his dated individual action are not the same kind of information. Noah says the printer made it through most of the pages before it stopped. Make it through means continue successfully to or beyond a difficult point, process, or period. A traveler can make it through a long delay, and a battery can make it through the day. Here, it means that the machine completed a large but unspecified part of the file. Noah uses "most" because it sounds reassuring without revealing the size of the whole job. Eva's answer, "most isn't a quantity," changes the standard of evidence. For recovering a shared resource, she needs a sheet count, not a proportion. She adds another present perfect result. "We haven't printed a single shipping label this morning." The negative reaches across the still open morning and tells us the current total is 0. Then she compares it with a closed earlier period. Yesterday, the first batch was done by 8:30. Yesterday is finished, and by 8:30 gives a completed deadline inside it, so the past simple was fetch. Hereby introduces a deadline, not a person. "Was done by 8:30 means finished no later than 8:30. The passive form keeps attention on the completed batch rather than on who produced it. Eva's contrast is practical. Today's unfinished period has produced no labels, while yesterday's finished timeline already had a completed batch. The quantity arrives only when Eva asks directly, 120 pages, all single-sided. Single-sided matters because each page requires its own sheet. Noah cannot reduce the physical total by printing on both sides. His earlier small personal file described the favor, not its demand on the tray. He then explains the purpose, wedding menus for his sister, after a local print shop moved its deadline forward yesterday. In this scene, moving the deadline forward means moving it to an earlier time or date, leaving less time to finish. Because forward can also be understood as later, careful speakers confirm the new date or time. The past simple moved fits because yesterday locates the change in a finished period. Noah's motive is concrete and sympathetic. He wants to keep a promise after an outside deadline changed. That gives him agency without making the resource use reasonable. Eva still has a shipping deadline and shared stock to protect. Exact quantities often reclassify a problem. A few forms may mean 3 or 30, and a short call may mean 5 minutes or half an hour. When capacity is limited, how many? Or what time did it change? Can preserve the motive while correcting the scale. Eva next asks, have you called support yet? Yet works naturally in a question about an action expected before now. She is checking present status. Has the support step been completed, or is Noah still only watching the error code? The form is, have plus the past participle called. Noah answers, I called at 9:35. The exact time closes the action, so the answer switches to the past simple. This is a common spoken sequence. Have you spoken to the hotel yet? Can be followed by, yes, I spoke to them at noon. A short, yes, I have, completes the status check. Once an exact time enters a fuller account, the past simple normally continues it. Keeping the present perfect after the date would create a common error. I've called at 9:35 is not right when 9:35 is a finished point. Support says the machine has run out of paper. Noah prefers that diagnosis because it sounds like a simple supply problem. Eva's arithmetic is beginning to connect the supply problem to his own work. It has simply run out of paper describes a present result. The available paper has been completely used and none remains in the tray for the next job. Run out of is stronger than run low on. If paper is running low, some remains. If the machine has run out of paper, the usable supply has reached zero. The present perfect fits because the empty state matters now. We can name the depleted resource after of, as Noah does, or omit it when the resource is already clear. There was paper at 8, but now we've run out. The same wording works in practical situations where a limited supply must cover a known demand. Its usefulness becomes especially clear when quantities and timing have to be planned together. A community road race may place water stations at fixed intervals and estimate supply from the expected number of runners. If 4 stations each receive 600 cups, the route begins with 2,400 servings. The planning question is whether that total will last until the final participants pass. When one station uses every cup, it has run out of cups. When its containers are empty, it has run out of water. The noun after of identifies exactly which supply has reached zero. That precision matters when several resources are tracked. A station might run out of cups while water remains, or run out of ice while both water and cups remain. Running low on water warns that some is still available. Has run out of water reports that none is available for the next demand. Once the resource has been established, the shorter form run out can carry the same meaning. A supply record might show that 2,000 bottles were available and that the northern station ran out after the largest group passed. Bottles need not be repeated because the surrounding wording identifies the missing resource. The shorter form becomes risky when several supplies are active and the listener cannot recover which one disappeared. The construction also extends beyond physical materials. A setup period can run out before every sign is placed, or the available preparation time can run out before the first start. In time has run out, the period is treated as a limited resource that has been completely used. We're short of time means a small amount remains. We've run out of time means none remains for the intended task. The full and shorter forms divide information efficiently. Use run out of plus a noun when the resource must be identified or contrasted. Run out of cups, ice, signs, or time. Use run out when the missing resource is clear. Both forms describe a limited supply reaching zero. Tense then locates that depletion. The station ran out at 11 places the event at a finished time. The station has run out reports a current shortage that still requires action. A quantity makes the consequence more precise if demand remains but the count is zero, replenishment or rerouting is necessary. This connection among supply, timeline, and next action gives the expression its value. But today we're talking about paper in a shared office printer, not water supplies at a community road race. Back to Eva and Noah at the printer. Eva resumes with the inventory that Noah's diagnosis did not include. The tray had 100 sheets at 8. Both the amount and the time are exact. At 8 is a finished point, so had is the past simple. She follows it with, "Did you cancel your job after it stopped?" The auxiliary did carries the past tense, while cancel remains in its base form. The repaired question is, "Did you cancel?" Never, "Did you canceled?" After it stopped is also past simple because it names the next step in a dated sequence. Paper was available at 8, the machine stopped at 9:20, and Noah then took action. Noah says he canceled the job and refilled the lower tray from the cabinet. Those past forms move the account through completed steps. He also states what he did not do. He did not touch the labeled stock on the top shelf. That boundary matters because special stock has a different purpose from plain paper. Noah is cooperating with the recovery, and his answer shows some care. The unresolved question is scope. He completed one cancellation. But neither person has yet established whether that action removed every waiting file. Eva acknowledges the protected stock with good, then explains, "We've needed that stock for courier labels all week." All week is an unfinished period because the current week is still continuing and the need remains active now. Have plus needed connects the earlier days to the present requirement. This is a state meaning, so there is no reason to expand into a continuing activity form. Compare, "We needed the room on Monday," which locates a finished past need, with, "We've needed the room all week," which describes a need extending through the current period. Ava then asks, "Has anything else been sent from your account this morning?" This present perfect passive question checks for another current consequence without yet naming a finish time. The account is the source, but the unknown item is the focus. Noah answers that a ceremony program was sent as a separate job before the first file printed. Before the first file printed closes the relation between two past events, so his explanation moves into the past simple. Eva's question broadens the inventory. Noah's answer reveals that the job was never one job at all. Noah assumed that cancel meant all work from the same sender. Eva corrects the scope in 4 words. It means the selected job. Selected is transcript visible evidence. The command applies to the one item chosen on the screen, not automatically to every file under the account. This is practical language for any interface where one visible command can affect one row, one booking, or one upload. Eva then asks, "Have you checked the queue since you put the paper in?" The main question uses the present perfect because it asks about the period from a past starting point until now. The check could have happened at any point in that open interval, and its absence still matters at the moment of speaking. The since clause names that completed starting event in the past simple. Since you put the paper in, not since you have put the paper in, for this clear dated step. Noah's not yet confirms that the check remains undone. He says the screen returned to the home page and he took that as closure. Take something as means interpret it in a particular way. The home page was visible evidence of navigation, but not evidence that every job had ended. Noah admits the distinction himself. Apparently, it was only navigation. The word apparently marks a conclusion produced by new facts, and his explicit revision keeps the misunderstanding clear without relying on an embarrassed tone. Eva finally checks the active queue and finds 182 pages still waiting under Noah's name. This is the present consequence that the earlier actions created. He canceled one file in the past, but another job remains active now, so the labels cannot start. The exact count turns uncertainty into a recoverable cause. Noah identifies the waiting file as the ceremony program, 180 copies plus 2 test pages. The arithmetic works on the page, so the reveal survives neutral delivery. Only the ceremony program is plainly not a small remainder. The finished actions have produced a visible problem now. Noah summarizes the scope failure precisely. I haven't canceled the job, I've canceled the part I admitted. Both clauses use the present perfect because he is reclassifying what his earlier cancellation means now. The first clause rejects the broad result he thought he had achieved. The second names the narrower result that actually exists. The part I admitted refers to the 120-page menu file he disclosed after Eva demanded a quantity. The separate 182-page program job remained outside that account until the queue exposed it. His wording protects some self-awareness while conceding the evidence. Eva answers with an ordered recovery, not a speech about blame. Clear it now removes the waiting job. The labels go first gives the shared deadline priority. The cards go to the print shop, moves the private work to an appropriate resource. Finally, Noah's sister gets the shorter version of how helpful you were, which limits his account just as Eva has limited the queue. Her practical stake is protected, and Noah can still keep his promise through another route. The numbers, times, current queue, and explicit actions carry the final turn without depending on dryness or emphasis. Now let's listen to the dialogue again, this time at natural speed.
The printer has stopped. The shipping labels are due in 20 minutes, and the display says the paper tray is empty while the job queue is still active. What have you printed this morning?
Not much that concerns normal operations. I printed a small personal file before 9. The printer made it through most of the pages, then it stopped at 9:20.
Most isn't a quantity. We haven't printed a single shipping label this morning, and yesterday the first batch was done by 8:30. How many pages were in your file?
120, single-sided. I'm helping my sister with wedding menus. The local print shop moved its deadline forward yesterday.
Have you called support yet, or have you only watched the error code?
I called at 9:35. They said the machine is fine. It has simply run out of paper. I preferred their diagnosis before you arrived with arithmetic.
The tray had 100 sheets at 8. Did you cancel your job after it stopped?
I canceled it, yes. Then I refilled the lower tray with paper from the cabinet. I didn't touch the labeled stock on the top shelf.
Good. We've needed that stock for courier labels all week. Has anything else been sent from your account this morning?
Only the ceremony program, as a separate job before the first file printed. I assumed cancel meant all work from the same sender.
It means the selected job. Have you checked the queue since you put the paper in?
Not yet. The screen returned to the homepage, and I took that as closure. Apparently, it was only navigation.
The queue shows 182 pages still waiting under your name. That's why the labels can't start.
That's the program job. 180 copies plus 2 test pages. I haven't canceled the job. I've canceled the part I admitted.
Then clear it now. The labels go first, the cards go to the print shop, and your sister gets the shorter version of how helpful you were.
Eva and Noah traced a current printer problem through exact times, completed actions, and work that was still waiting. The sequence revealed why one canceled file did not clear the whole queue, and Eva turned that evidence into a practical order of work. Noah can still help his sister, but the shared deadline now comes first, and the private cards have a better destination. ClearFax made the recovery possible. Thanks for listening to Vox English. See you next time.